T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 9:30 in 716.
It's time to do the right thing for UAW workers.
UAW workers.
Mighty, mighty union. We are a union. Mighty, mighty union.
On strike across the nation.
Nobody wants to stay out to the point where creating a financial hardship for not only the members but the company as well.
And here in 716.
Morale is great. Morale is great. And I'm feeling good. You know what? We out here for a reason.
From what I understand, they had 200 people at the meeting for the UAW, for their executive board, to say, let's talk and see what we want. And all 200 said, let's strike.
I'm Tim Wenger on 930 and 716. The United Auto Workers walked off the job at General Motors, shutting down 33 manufacturing plants around the United States. That includes both the Tonawanda engine plant and the Lockport facilities locally.
United Auto Workers at picket lines outside GM in Detroit. The nationwide strike began before midnight after negotiations for a new labor contract hit a stalemate. Rick Letourneau is the UAW's bargaining chairman with striking workers in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Nobody wants to stay out to the point where creating a financial hardship for not only the members but the company as well.
Union member James Cotton said members gave up a lot when the company was struggling.
Now that they're making more money than they ever have, we feel like we should get some of that stuff back.
GM officials said they promised to add more jobs and improve benefits, but the union says GM didn't budge. Todd Ant, ABC News.
Lots of different issues at the table. One of the biggest ones for General Motors and the UAW is the unallocating of product for the four plants. So they're trying to close, or at least attempted to close, four different plants, so that's one of the issues.
Art Wheaton, our go-to guy, is director of Western New York Labor and Environmental Programs for the Worker Institute at Cornell.
And the other main issue is the UAW is trying to make the wages for the new hires and temporaries closer to what the full-time, regular, long-term employees are making, and trying to narrow that gap.
You know, the last time I talked with you was after GM announced that there's going to be several things made at the Tonawanda plant here in Western New York, new engines for Corvettes, among other things. Might this be a tough pill to swallow for workers in plants that are actually getting a little bit more work and aren't impacted so much by the introductory pay?
They're getting impacted by the introductory pay at the engine plant as well. So this is happening at all the different plants, having the newer tier, the newer hired employees getting lower pay in the temporaries. I think there's actually quite a few of them at the Tonawanda engine plant because they've done some hiring. So the difference can be a temp might make $15 an hour, a new hire might make maybe $17 an hour, and you could be up over $24, $25 an hour if you've been there for a long time for the first tier of the original hires. And a lot of them can be doing exactly the same work standing right next to each other. So equal pay for equal work has been a very long time standard for the UAW. They had to make adjustments to that when they had the bankruptcy and they had the other downturns, but they would like to eliminate that if they could.
Art, as an outsider who's close to this industry, which side has the upper hand here, do you think?
I think they both, in bargaining, you both have an equal hand. I think it's mutually assured destruction, so it's a big game of chicken to wait and see who's going to flinch. There's issues for General Motors that you're not making any money while they're out on strike. You're not making cars, and what most people don't understand for General Motors and the auto industry is you don't make money selling cars. You make money building cars. So they book the revenue as it's built, not when it's sold. So they're losing revenue by having everybody out on strike. For the UAW, the big part is now that you're out on strike, now you have to get an agreement that is good enough to have everybody come back to work. So was it worth the effort? Did we get what we needed? Did we significantly improve our offer at the table. And getting a ratification is not an easy part. So even if they come to a tentative agreement, that doesn't mean the membership will approve after saying, hey, we went out on strike. We're still not happy. What's our deal?
We know that bargaining is set to resume a little bit later on this morning at about 10 o'clock. What should we expect in terms of a timeline here? Do you believe that they're close to a deal, that this might not be an extended strike?
I do not believe they are close to a deal. And the strikes, one of them went 17 hours, so not even a full day, and another one went 54 days. So it can be a pretty wide range of what's going on. I think some of the issues here are pretty fundamental, and I don't think they're going to come back in 5 minutes and saying, yeah, that was easy, we're done. I think they're going to have people have some changing of the minds, and it was quite unusual for General Motors to almost list some of the things that they offered at the table. Usually you do not bargain in the press. Usually you do not release the details of what was offered. But General Motors appears to be trying to sway public opinion as opposed to sway the people at the bargaining table.
Art, could this have a ripple effect and impact more than GM workers?
Well, it certainly could, that if whatever they agree to at General Motors is going to have to be tried to moved on over to Fiat Chrysler, and then they have to convince Fiat Chrysler to give the same package or a similar package as what they got at General Motors. And I think Ford has a longer and stronger history for labor relations. I don't think they're going to have quite as big of an issue at Ford, but it still won't be easy because these are all tough things. That the comparable wage, so if you look at what they're making for General Motors, including all of their benefits and all of the other pay for everybody, it's about $60-some dollars or $63 an hour, and they like to compare it to Toyota and saying, gee, we're only making $50 an hour for all-in compensation for Toyota and Honda and the rest of them, so we should bring your wages down. So the UAW says you made all of these really big profit-sharing checks, you're making big money, we want a bigger piece of that pie. General Motors is saying, no, we're already paying more than we need to. We don't need to give you a big pay raise. So this is not an easy one to settle.
Yeah, this has been percolating for a little bit of time, too. Both sides have been kind of posturing a little bit for the past couple of months with their positions. It sounds like most workers aren't really surprised that it came to this.
From what I understand, they had 200 people at the meeting for the UAW, for their executive board to say, let's talk and see what we want. And all 200 said, let's strike.
WBEN was on the line with the local UAW picketers this morning outside the Tonawanda engine plant.
This right here is the, you know, we got to do this. We got to be out here to show that we're not taking no more, you know, setbacks. You know,
we caught up with local UAW president J.R. Baker.
Now it's all about fair wages. We want job security. We want affordable health care. We want profit sharing. We also got temporary workers here that's been temps for 5-6 years. We can no longer work under those circumstances. We have to get all our people hired and give them a way to earn these benefits and fair pay.
Are the local issues, JR, do they mirror the national picture?
Exactly, yes. Everything mirrors each other, but we won't talk locally until we get national taken care of. So we voted 98% to strike. And you know what? And when they told us to strike, that's what we did. We striking, and we're going to hold the line until all of our needs are met.
How long are you expecting this to last?
That question came up, and they asked us how long we want to be here. And you know what? We're going to be here until all our needs are met. No one's going anywhere. We're going to walk the line in solidarity and get everything accomplished.
2007 was the last strike, national strike. Were most of your workers there for that or not?
We had workers there. We had a national strike, but it wasn't to the extent of that we have now. The decision was made to take all the GM plants out. In solidarity, we will all stand together at different locations to make sure that all our needs are met.
Now, what is, I guess, the plan during the strike? Are you going to be out there 24/7 every day?
We will be here 24/7. Myself, I will be out here. We have these members out here. Everybody's strong. We got 12, 13 locations. Guess what? Over here in entrances and everything, we will walk the line, stand together, solidarity, brothers and sisters, retire, and we reach out to the community. The community's been advocates for us, and you know what? We support them. They support us, so we're not going nowhere until this is done.
JR, have you heard from other unions that want to support you?
Yes. Local 686 around here, Ford 897. All the other locals around, the Teamsters, everyone is in this together. You know, like I said, when we fight, we win. That's our motto, and we are one.
What's the biggest issue locally right now for you and Local 774?
Our biggest issues, like I said, we need fair wages. We got the temporary problem here. Our temps has been coming in with 3 unpaid days off a year, no vacation time, 5-6 years. That's unheard of. You know, so like I said, we got a lot of issues here. We got job security, closing our plants and taking our jobs, our businesses overseas. You know, it should be buy American, build American, made in America. And like I said, we got issues here, but we're not going to leave the picket until, you know, we get our needs met.
As you look around, how's morale?
Morale is great. And I'm feeling good. You know what? We out here for a reason. Nobody wants to see and let our benefits go. There's things that we got going on. Our family lives are important. The company is making 300 times more than the average worker here. I mean, come on. We got to draw the line in the sand. And I think enough is enough. We didn't give up. We gave up. We asked the government to bail us out. They did. This company has been profitable for the last 3 contracts, actually. So, you know what? Time to do the right thing for UAW workers.
A top UAW official is telling GM that if the company had made the latest offer earlier, the union may not have gone on strike. The letter from UAW President Terry Dittes to GM's chief bargainer says the company waited to make the offer until 2 hours before the contract expired Friday night. He writes that if the company moved sooner, it would have been possible to reach an agreement and avoid a strike.
That's 9:30 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.